Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. Interview with Coach Dorrell is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 525 Monday afternoons, and also available on demand at kxcv.org. Again, with us, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. And, Coach, another good win for your team on Saturday, a victory over Missouri Southern, and a tight game through three quarters. If you saw the final score, 52-21, you might not know it if you just looked at the score. But, boy, it was a hard-fought game for the first three quarters and really got a lot of things rolling there in the fourth quarter for you.
Yeah, we did. It was a good game, senior day for them. And I thought they did a really good job, had a good game plan. They did some things that we hadn't seen on film, and I thought our kids adjusted, and I think just eventually we wore them down with our depth. Special teams were huge for us, and that really turned the momentum in that fourth quarter. So, yeah, it was. It was a good win to be able to go down there on the road and get a win late in the season here. You got to feel good about it. And the way we did it, I feel really good about that.
When you look at what Missouri Southern offered defensively with a very good front four, especially, and one of the top, so really statistically, not only in and MIAA, but in the nation in some respects with the sacks. So just talk a little bit about what kind of problems that posed for you through the day.
Well, they're a defensive tackle and nose tackle are probably two of the better, tandems in Division II football. The D-tackle, the Williams kid, he'll be an NFL guy, and he's only a junior. Just really big and powerful kids. And by being able to stop the run and get good pass rush, they don't have to blitz that much. And allows them to play two safeties and play a lot of zone and keep everything in front of them. And, we didn't handle their pass rush really well early in the game, and they got to us and just couldn't get in a rhythm early offensively. But, we finally started doing some things a lot better late in the third quarter and fourth quarter. But just everything they do defensively starts with those two kids.
And how much of a factor, you talked about special teams, the one Missouri Southern was able to pull within three late in the third quarter. All of a sudden, the kickoff return by Jordan Simmons, 98 yards back the other way. It really seemed to be the momentum swing you needed in that game.
It did. I like to think we do a good job of being a complete football team, and our special teams were just money all day. We did a really good job leading up to that kick return for a touchdown. Obviously, we had been close, really close, a couple of them, and to get one was just a huge momentum swing, and I just thought that broke their back. They never recovered from that.
Did you feel like going into the game that would be a possibility?
I did. We felt really good about our punt block team. I didn't know it was going to be that good. we blocked two punts and really altered another punt. I think that ended up being an 8-yard punt. So I really thought we would see a big swing when our punt block team was out there. We felt really good about our kick return team, just with what they were doing. Athletically, we felt we matched up really well, and they were using a lot of young kids there, and we feel good we were going to be able to get a body on a body and get a kick out and kind of get a left return, and we did, and our kids did a great job executing.
We talked about punt block team, too. It seemed like one of the things for Missouri Southern they had trouble with was just the snap coming back to the punter. Is some of that because of the anticipated pressure and the reputation you have coming in of trying to block some punts that the center might get a little antsy? They're trying to get that snap back to him.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, John. I think the other part, I knew you could tell up in the booth it was the wind. The way the wind was, it was a crossed wind, and it was really affecting the snaps and the kicks and your throws of 15, 16 yards or more in that area really were getting pushed, everything towards our bench. I think that was probably some of it, but I think a little bit of it, too, was the wind.
Yeah, it's really the first game all year that you've had where the wind's been that much of a factor for you.
Yeah, it was windy. I thought we were in Maryville.
And as far as defensively going up against Missouri Southern, I know going in you expected a little bit of a two-quarterback look out of them, but did you expect quite so much of what they were doing there with the rotating in and out of the quarterbacks?
No, not that much. And like I said, I give them credit. They had a good game plan. Their starting quarterback, he's throwing the ball, in my opinion, better than he's ever thrown it in his career there in the last 3 weeks. And he was completing some good passes to their receiver, and but they were just doing a good job of keeping you off balance and mixing them in there. And I thought our defense Did a really good job of adjusting to it.
I thought one thing, too, that really helped, I thought the secondary did a good job in the coverage where there are some times where the quarterbacks had a little bit of time, but they just couldn't find anybody open.
Yeah, and anytime you got a mobile quarterback, you know, they're going to try to extend the play. And you know, from my standpoint, it makes that's when I get really nervous because that's when you usually see breakdowns in the back end, and our kids did a really good job for the – for the most part. I think we had one really big breakdown that was a big pass play, but other than that, they did a great job.
And again, when you look at the overall aspect of this ball game, how would you rate the way Northwest really performed overall when taking into consideration everything involved with it?
Well, I thought our defense played really well. I thought our special teams played really well, and I just thought we were just average offensively. We had a lot of miscues, just one or two guys on every play that really prohibited us from getting in a good rhythm. But from a whole team standpoint, I was really pleased because, you know, a game like that, you can learn a lot from a game like that. And, you know, I think we did.
And as far as the quarterback situation, Blake Christopher also had to go out with an injury situation there in the second half. And, again, you had an opportunity where Trevor Adams came back out, and I thought he kind of gave you a little bit of a lift there when he came out on the field.
He did. He's just, you know, he's a special kid. Our kids think the world of him, but I just feel so blessed to have two quarterbacks like that. To have two kids like that in the same team, that's, you know, a rarity. And we have a ton of confidence in him, and he, you know, he didn't disappoint. Again, he came in and made the plays he needed to make.
Hey, I think one of the keys to it, too, is that it seems like both of those guys really accept the role right now, and especially with Trevor knowing that probably the future is obviously ahead for him, but he's really accepted the type of role he's got right now with the team.
Yeah, he does, and he's just a very unselfish player, and I just think that's par for the course this year with our team, and I think that's what's making us special right now as a football team, our family atmosphere, our family bond, and you know, we talk a lot about that. Our kids believe in it, and they buy into it. And just the fact that he knows that he could be playing in a lot of other places for him to be patient. And, you know, he's Blake Christopher's biggest fan, and just to see those two interact, it's a neat deal.
Well, one thing about with Blake Christopher, he's taking a lot of hits, but he just kind of keeps on picking himself up and getting back out there, and hopefully the latest injury situation can do the same here.
Yeah, we're really hoping for that. To get on him a little bit at halftime. He's so competitive. He's just got to start avoiding some of the hits. But the one where he got hurt on, that was, you know, unavoidable. We got beat up front, and our back tried to help and cut the D lineman, and the kid just kind of rolled into his knee. But, yeah, we're really hoping that his test this afternoon comes back positive for us.
When you go on the road, obviously the atmosphere differs from stadium to stadium where you go, but you were coming off a game a week ago with Washburn at home, homecoming, packed house. It was really a playoff type of atmosphere at Bearcat Stadium. Then you go on the road to Missouri Southern where they've struggled a little bit and the fans just haven't really taken to the team as you would really like. How hard is it for a team that's used to playing in one atmosphere to come down and playing that on the road a little bit and maintain the type of intensity that you had the week before?
Well, it's difficult. I'd be lying if I told you otherwise. I think, again, you know, in a situation like that, I think we've done a really good job as a coaching staff and as a team of learning. And, you know, it was one of the things I said after the game to the kids. I said, you know, be thankful for what you have and where you're at because, you know, that was senior day for, I think, 12 seniors and probably pretty disappointing to them to see that type of crowd turn out for senior day. And it's difficult. I think the big key is not to focus on it too much and try to really get out to an early start. That's what our game plan was, and we didn't really do that. And it's challenging.
I thought one of the keys that might go a little bit unnoticed in that game, too, was Todd Adolph being able to connect on a 40-yarder, as you talked about, with the wind and everything as well. That it made it, at that point, a situation from a 7-point to a 10-point game, and it kind of gave you a little bit of an extra cushion there.
Yeah, it did. I think Todd's quietly having a great year, and if you look at the depth of his kickoffs and average starting field position for our opponent after a kickoff, he's really good right now. And you know, the thing with Todd I really appreciate about him, John, is the fact he's very honest. And kickers sometimes are a little bit get a little bit overconfident. And I've got a really good relationship with him. And, you know, it's happened times this year. Todd, can you make this kick? No, I can't. Not from that hash, not from that distance. what do you think? Can you make it today? And, you know, I have a pretty good idea, but I just want to see what he says. And he says, yeah, I think I can get this in, and I feel like I have a good idea with the wind. And, you know, he did. That was a tough environment to kick in, and, you know, I thought he did a really good job.
Now, as we get into this part of the season, one of the things that plays an important factor is the regional rankings. You start to take a look at that a little bit, and I think some new rankings will be announced probably a little bit later this afternoon. But as you look at the rest of the way, you have to kind of take in that a little bit of consideration what you're playing for here.
You do. You do. You know, the thing that I try to focus on, John, with our team and kind of the way we've always done it here is we don't talk about that stuff too much. I don't know what you can do to help yourself by talking about it. The thing we talk about is controlling our own destiny and doing the things that we can do to make us better. And you know, if we're third in the region again, I mean, we control our own destiny. We have to win this week, and then, you know, we'll worry about the following week and so on. But you know, we look at it as a coaching staff because there's some things strategically, you know, you start thinking about a little bit, but it's something. You know, with our players, we really don't talk about it at all.
Now, this week you've got Missouri Western down in St. Joseph. And from the regional standpoint, Missouri Western, you know, you're going to get a heck of an effort every year as far as because just the rivalry. But they're kind of on the bubble. They're kind of the edge looking in a little bit with the regional rankings. So where a win against Northwest would be very big for them.
It would be huge for them. You know, they have to win this week to get in, and you know, it's something I have talked about. I feel like, you know, a lot of the pressure's on them. Thing that with them is they're getting better each week. That's the one thing I've noticed. Travis Partridge at quarterback, you know, for a first-year starter, he's done a really good job each week of getting better. And he's playing at a high level right now. He's causing you problems. Just I've seen so many of those quarterbacks this year. Even when he does drop back to pass, if there's nothing there, he'll take off running and he just does a really good job with that. He's a tough kid. You know, first, second down, they're doing a lot of the quarterback run stuff, and he's getting them good yardage, and they're staying on schedule. So they're getting into a lot of third and shorts, and, you know, that's hard on the defense. So, you know, I'll give that kid a lot of credit. He's really gotten better each week.
Now, defensively, too, when you look at Missouri Western, kind of a similar situation from what Missouri Southern has, where they've got a very good front four that you have to deal with.
Yeah, they do. Theirs is a little bit different because it starts on the outside for them with the Bass kid. You know, he had four sacks last week. He's just a talented pass rusher. You know, he has a long frame. But their D-line's really good. And I think, you know, again, the thing you just look at somebody and you don't – I think their two safeties are really good players. And for what they do, they put a lot of pressure on those kids. And those kids aren't getting beat deep. They're making tackles and – those two kids, to me right now, in my opinion, are just as big as their D-line.
I thought, too, key for Missouri Western, when you look at their early portion of the schedule, it could have been kind of a make-or-break type of season for them if they could get some very good football teams, and they were able to come out of that and where they're still in pretty good shape right now.
Yeah, you know, Jerry does a great job, and he has his kids ready to play every week, and it was. They had a really tough opening schedule, and you know, they've gotten through it and, you know, kind of weathered the storm. And, you know, here they are sitting, probably going to be 7 in the region again and two losses in the conference and having a heck of a season. And their kids are playing really hard.
And it always makes for a fun atmosphere regardless. But, again, when you have this much on a game, you go down there and you know Northwest fans are going to be out there and Missouri Western fans really turn out for this matchup. So you go back to that atmosphere type of thing. It's going to be a fun atmosphere to be in.
It is. I had more phone calls today from people. My phone was just ringing off the hook from, you know, old alum. And I mean old alum. And yeah, it's just funny to hear him talk. You know, a guy said to me today, he said, I'd sell my mom for a win over Missouri Western. I thought that was funny. So,
it's a little drastic.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an important game to our alum and our administration. And, you know, we know that. And, you know, the thing I tell everybody is that our preparation's been good each week and our effort's been good, and I don't expect anything less this week.
Again, that's one of the things that's been such a trademark for this team through the years, is just the fact that, although it's kind of tried to say one game at a time, but you guys have been able to really stay focused on the task at hand each week.
Yeah, we have, and I just think that starts with your approach as a coaching staff, and You know, I think it starts with your relationship with the kids, and I feel like we do a really good job of teaching our kids more than just football. I think we do develop a personal relationship with them, and it's so important because they have to trust you. When you're sitting there telling them Missouri Southern's a dangerous football team, you know, the kid has to believe you, and I really do feel like our kids really trust us as a coaching staff and listen to us, and you know, it makes it a lot of fun.
As far as some keys to Saturday's game with Missouri Western, what are some of the major things that you really want to see Northwest do in this matchup?
Well, turnovers. We got to take care of the football. They do a really good job of stripping and popping the ball. And, you know, we always work on ball security. We're going to work on it extra this week. We need to be able to run the football. With what they do defensively, if you can run the football, I think you can set them up for some play action passes. We've got to mix in our protections to try to get to that Bass kid so we can get some double teams on him a little bit and just so they can't figure it out. And, you know, they've got a couple guys defensively that, you know, are kind of young and new. And, you know, I think maybe we can do some things to get after them a little bit. And so we're going to try to exploit that area a little bit. But then, you know, go over on the other side of the football, we got to stop the quarterback running game. We can't let that kid run around. They've got a talented tailback, too. And first down's a big key for our defense. We've got to stop them on first down and get them into third and longs.
Always fun to be playing for a lot when it comes to this time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, it is, John. It's just, you know, this is why you coach. It's why you're at Northwest to be in games like this. And, you know, it's going to be special, and it's going to be really awesome taking the field Saturday.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral. Again, our interview with Coach Doral is recorded Mondays at noon from Maryville's Hy-Vee dining area. And the interview is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. And the interview can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 5:25 Monday afternoons and also available on demand at kxcv.org. Well, next to Coach Adam Doral, I'm John Coffey, KXCV KRNW Sports.